Time now for the call-in. Last week, we heard from you about how the economy is faring in your community. While unemployment has hit record lows, there's another number that also gets a lot of attention: underemployment. Around 33% of college graduates are underemployed. That measures the number of workers placed in jobs that are below their qualifications from a bachelor's and beyond. But as we heard from you, it has a different effect depending on your field of work. Julia Fallon of Jacksonville, Florida, is about to graduate from her paralegal certification program in a few weeks. She received her bachelor's in American Sign Language interpretation, but she couldn't find stable work. She says her biggest frustration now is not the lack of jobs for paralegals, but the pay.
I've been astonished at the lowballing that is going on, even for attorneys, let alone paralegals, which at the beginning of the program I was told would be much better paying than what I'm actually looking at.
Josh Borkhart of Minneapolis, Minnesota, graduated with his master's in space studies and planetary sciences. After years of working odd jobs and barely making ends meet, he decided to go back to get his teaching license.
I worked 3 years off and on doing odd jobs, research jobs, all the way to working retail. And I'm almost 30 years old now, and I've never made more than about $25,000 a year.
Josh's investment in getting retrained paid off, though. He recently got a job offer at a high school teaching science. People are having trouble finding jobs in their chosen field, but some employers complain that they're having trouble filling jobs. To help us understand that disconnect, we're joined now by Dawn Fay. She used to be a recruiter. She's now a hiring manager and district president of a recruiting agency, Robert Half. And Scott Dabrowski is an employer trends analyst at Glassdoor. Welcome to the program, both of you.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you for having us.
Scott, I want to start with you. What are employers saying about the labor market right now? Is this a good time to be applying for jobs?
The overall message is it's very much a job seeker's market. But what we are seeing in data trends, as well as hearing anecdotally from employers, they are still having a tough time finding quality candidates who can tackle tomorrow's business challenges in their respective kind of pool or lane, what they do best. So they're looking for some skills such as data analytical skills, critical thinking skills that some candidates may or may not have. And so that's the difference between a good candidate and really a quality candidate.
Dawn, what are you hearing from hiring managers?
Well, as Scott had mentioned, there are certainly a lot of jobs open in the market. And whenever there is an increased demand due to growth, sometimes companies, they know they need the extra help, but they're not sure exactly what they need. And at those times, it seems that they're finding a harder time matching the candidate with the job.
Why that disconnect?
You know, sometimes people are looking for skill sets that are really so vast that they sometimes cover more than one area. And what companies need to do is get a little bit more focused, a little bit more granular on the skills they need, not absolutely everything, A through Z, because a lot of times people do not have that, but they've got enough of those skills where they can come in, add value to an organization, and really help them grow, and then get more skills within the company as they go and be a really valued candidate for that company.
So Scott and Dawn, what I'm hearing from both of you is that it's the companies that are asking maybe too much of the people that they're looking for, rather than they're not being qualified people. And that's because we're in this age of disruption, right? Where people really don't know what the next phase of their business may be.
I think that's definitely part of it. I think what's going on also with a lot of jobs, especially since the Great Recession, many employers are still building back out. And what they're doing is trying to be much smarter about the jobs that they offer and the people they find. And so pinpointing that right person is tougher, but at the same time, they could be asking for too much.
Scott, what role does education have? Are universities and colleges doing enough to help job seekers prepare for this economy, in your opinion?
We definitely think there's still a large disconnect between what academic universities have to offer to prepare students for the real world. So, for instance, data science is one of the best examples to look at. The data science world is an industry, a world that almost every single employer needs and wants now. Everyone has an online presence. Everyone is trying to get to more users or customers. And so the data scientist is someone who studies all of this, and using data makes really smart business recommendations. However, it's really interesting that up until a few years ago, data science wasn't even a major or something that people could learn about, study about, and learn that code in college. So over the past few years, we've seen a small handful of universities starting to introduce an actual data science program, but it's actually semi-baffling that this is such a fast-growing skill set, yet it didn't exist up until recently.
People who might be looking for jobs and now or in the future, people just leaving college, would love to hear, what's your best advice to someone entering the job market, either people that are new to job searching or people who are trying to transition to something else?
You know, I think the most important thing people can do whenever they're looking for a role is to really use their network. It's so important to talk to people within the industry that you have interest in, within those jobs and skill sets that you have interest in, get their advice, find out how they got there, find out what types of things that you can be doing as an individual to get some more skills and to get better educated in that area, and let people know you're eager to get into that space because they can help you potentially be a referral and refer you into an organization and help you get that first step in.
So it sounds like there are plenty of opportunities in this labor market, but there is also an affordability crisis. Many of the people who called in talked about the fact that they couldn't afford to take entry-level jobs, even though they're qualified.
I completely agree. It's also knowing about, before you say yes to a job or an employer, make sure to ask about career opportunities and upward mobility. Are there advancement opportunities at that organization? And it's also about having a career progression plan. You may have to take a parallel step sometimes. You may have to do a job. It's not exactly what you want to do, but you do that, gain some added experience. And then you know in 1 to 2 years, it could hopefully catapult you to something else. So again, research the job opportunity or the employer. It's too easy to know this day and age, and then, you know, take the right job for you.
Scott Dabrowski is an employer trends analyst at Glassdoor. Dawn Fay is district president of the recruiting agency Robert Half. Thank you both so very much.
Thank you.